Hello, friends. Welcome back to the regularly scheduled fireside. Now, I am not on the top of a mountain using a satellite connection with some crappy RGB headset on top of my head attracting bears.
That was last week, guys.
Yeah. The eclipse was amazing. I cannot describe it to you. Like, I've seen many pictures of eclipses and thought I had an idea, but I did not. Like, if you ever get a chance to have a total eclipse viewing, you should please do that. I'm not like a woo-woo kind of person, but I was touched. People there crying, and I totally understood it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you, Apple. It is cool. No, I said woo-woo, not ooh-woo, woo-woo. Concurred, like, the partial eclipse was cool, but it wasn't anything like it. Please don't use the recording of me saying that and edit it into something inappropriate. I don't need any anime clips of me going, ooh, woo.
We probably should stop saying it then, Asher, right?
True. Well, I'd already said it, so.
Yeah, we had the 1999, like, I think one it was 93 or 94%. That was pretty cool. So, to watch that.
You gotta go see the total eclipse. Spain, 2026. Australia, 2028. There's some options coming up. USA 2044. Gotta make it till then. Hatamoto, I will get to the Bistat policy. We're going to address that here in a second. All right. Hey, Zinti, did you want to talk about updated Dreadfits?
Zinti, which ones?
For Beehive?
Yeah, we can start with that one. Let me find my link.
I can paste it for you. There it is.
There we go. Someone helpful. Yes. So, as you guys have noticed, there's been a lot of Redeemer drops in Delve instead of what used to be Bombers and Kikis. So we've needed to change what our default Beehive Dreadfits are. I'm not going to promise these are going to make sure you live every single time, but what they will do is if they do drop you, it's going to give us long enough to get on field, and they're going to lose 10, 15 Redeemers for killing your Dreadnought. So we've updated our Dreadfits. We really want you guys to get into these new fits. They're a hybrid tank, so basically the armor ones, you can run the site on a single rep already, and then you're buffer tanked, so you have a lot of HP.
Or just use oracles,
but a lot of you use dreads, so we updated dread fits. Speaking of other dread fits to update, Zernitras, check your fits. You should add a reactive armor hardener. That's for your anti-cap treads.
Alright, cool. So, yeah, those should help. Obviously, their tactics are evolving, and so do ours. Another thing I want to talk about, we have had an incursion spawn near to us, so we are going to farm it. If you want to make some money, you can join the incursion squad and go farm it. We should be running, NOL has an incursion in it. You guys are going to have to route around it for some movement. So if you're traveling through NOL, this is your official advisory.
Looks like they already started shooting it, so that's good.
Yeah. And I want to announce a new doctrine. I don't believe we have the thread up for this yet, but it'll be coming up pretty soon.
It's up.
It's up. Excellent. Excellent. We're adopting Kaldari Navy Ravens. Raven Navy issues, whichever you prefer. We've already used them several times, so this is probably not the world's biggest surprise to some of you, but we've been very happy with this ship. So with that, what it means is we will be pairing back a doctrine. So we are going to be retiring Tempest Fleet issues. The meta has moved in a way that TFIs just do not make sense. Sorry for you TFI enjoyers. They do come and go. They will come back eventually. But right now, the meta is just not there for TFIs. Every time we bring them, we find ourselves having to use them in a way that is very suboptimal for them. So we're going to be moving away from them.
But keep them. Don't sell them. Like same with your Baltic, etc. Keep the ship, because sometimes something happens and we might need them, and then it's usual you still have them in your hangar. So yeah. If you can, keep them.
You play Eve long enough, your doctrine will come back into use. Maybe have to do a slight refit, but it'll come back. Basically, the range of doctrines has increased, and the things that we wanted TFIs for, which was for blowing up paladins, doesn't really exist anymore because we were using paladins, just stopped using them entirely after we blew a bunch of them up. So they did their job, they did it effectively, but we want to keep ahead of the meta. So welcome in Kaldari Navy Ravens, Raven Navy Issues. It's a doctrine I'm very excited about, and I think you guys are going to really like it once you see it. I've floated a few times, and they've been very impressive.
If you are looking for one of these shiny new ships, they are up on contracts right now.
Couple questions on that out of chat. We still have other things that use amulets, so definitely keep your amulet pods around. And there is a note in the doctrine thread if you don't have T2 crews.
Mach 1 asked about tie-dye. We're not worried about that, Mach 1. Not worried at all. Is this a step towards Barghast fleets? Unlikely. These things are probably 90% good as Barghast and about half the cost or even less than that, so it's pretty unlikely we'll do Barghast as a fleet option. Why CNR, not the Scorp Navy? Scorp Navy does not have an application bonus, and that is very important.
The BR from the Trillionisk brawl in Abazon and see how Horde's Scorp Navies did absolutely fucking nothing.
Click damage, and then scroll down, and eventually you'll get to the Scorp Navies. Eventually. The golems were it's just a sig thing. It's not something we'll be running or putting golems in. Zintage and I kind of talked about that a little bit, but it's really kind of hard to make it work in any kind of reasonable way.
As far as what is a reduced rate, once they get added to affordable care, there should be a T2 and a T1 option so that you can see what the payout is.
Hogger and Navy Issue Doctrine, when somewhere Apple just perked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Hogger Navy Issues. That's the best doctrine ever.
There you go. The golems worked well. Yeah, I agree. And I think you're going to be really happy when you see the CNRs in action. So we have a bunch of them ready to go. We could use them as early as the next fight. You can bring precision cruise missiles. They're not very good, but if you want to. No Nirvana pod. We talked about it, but we're not going to do it. Okay, I got a couple more things to talk about. We don't have any earth-shattering meta stuff this week, so let me just get this stuff, and then I'll get your questions, and then we'll be done. Is Battleship 5 a priority? Now that we have Rogues and Kaldari Navy Ravens, Battleship 5 and Kaldari will be very important. So yes. Escape-based ship, we generally suggest Frigate Logi with an afterburner, although we might adjust that a little bit, but yeah, it's... it makes you very useful, even if you die. Okay, if you are hard of hearing, or you know someone who is hard of hearing, we have a channel called Deaf Swarm, and that is for hard of hearing people. So please join that channel. We also need people who can translate, so that means, or relay, I should say, is probably the correct word. Relay commands in fleet fights. We haven't had a lot of demand. We're just letting people know that this exists, so that if there is demand, we want to be able to meet it. It actually is, Ziopa. It is pretty amazing that I did rise to this position being absolutely illiterate. All right. And lastly, Bistot rule. So the MER was kind of jank this month, and we don't have a good read on the data. So Bistot rule is going to go for another 2 weeks until the next MER comes out, and then we will get a really definitive decision on the rule. So 2 weeks. We're going to keep it for 2 more weeks and then wait for the MER for the end of the month. And then we will make a decision swiftly. So we were hopeful to be able to make one this month, but the MER just wasn't appropriately, there wasn't appropriate data to look at. What about cherry pickers? The Bistot rule is specifically meant to deter cherry picking. Yep. Some people like it. Some people dislike it. We'll see. Yes, and Dagrin, the Kaldari Navy Raven, is quite a good vessel. Why was the MER janked? I do not know. I did not know the release of it. There you go. Someone else answered. Should we do PI? Yes. Also, mine moon ice. We definitely, or not moon ice, just ice. Mine ice. We want ice. All right. I'm open to questions now. The first one looks like one I can definitely answer. True Hubik says, Asher, can you explain PI raw resource distribution and its movement across planets over time? I don't know where to place my P1 plants. I have no idea what that means. I literally don't know what that means at all.
I'll give a succinct answer here. So stuff shifts around depending on the amount of activity on the planet. So if you are like in 1DQ or in 39P or, you know, these like highly populated systems, PI is probably going to be pretty shitty in those. So your best bet is to look around and, you know, pick systems that aren't as popular.
What doctrine are we retiring again? Says Patrick Pulfer. Tempest Fleet Issues, TFIs.
Tech Fleet,
there you go, correct.
I think the term mothballing is better, Asher, in this case.
Mothballing, yes. We're putting them into the naval yard, where we will wait for them to rise to glory once again, like a battleship in the Iowa class.
I do believe that TFIs are one of our incursion ships, though.
There you go.
It's the same thing we did with the Sacks. We mudballed them at one point, and then they came back out of, and etc. So those kind of things happen all the time.
Well, there's your use for the TFIs right now. What's your favorite barbecue sauce? You know that I can't answer that. You saw what we mentioned. Nightmares when? Highly unlikely. We probably will not adopt nightmares. The part of the problem is sort of antithetical to how we want to operate. Like, here is the thing that I don't like that our enemies do very frequently. I don't like there being the special group. And you see this with their BFL group, their BFL SIG. You see it with, to a lesser degree, Pandemic Legion, but it definitely exists. But certainly you see it all the time with their BFL SIG, where the mainline horde is supposed to sit there and tank and eat all the crap, and then the special boys get to sit in the back and get all the kill mails. And I think that's just absolutely toxic and corrosive to morale. And in fact, I know it is, because I hear about people from, you know, in horde who join us who hated that, right? So, and nightmares don't really work as a ship that has to absorb the brunt of the attack. They need to have someone in front of them. So, you know, we have Sigma who runs them, but it's something that we won't be adopting, because for the way we want to fight, it is not what we want to do. I'm generally I try to avoid a situation where, you know, there's one group that's meant to do the die-in and one group meant to do the fly-in. We all die together, we all fly together. Bad boys for life.
But don't you know, Asher, that PL is part of BFL? Like, it's not its own entity anymore. It's basically a SIG of Horde.
There you go. Questions for Asher. Do you think about Eve when you're at work? Asks Durbin War. I have Eve dreams, which is, I get very upset that I'm having Eve dreams. So, yes, unfortunately, I do think about Eve. But I do tinker with strategies all the time when I'm doing other stuff.
Well, right, because you were an FC, weren't you, Asher?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Juan says, I dreamt that I was in a flycatcher while making mashed potatoes, and it weirded me the fuck out.
If you'd been in a dummy, that would have made more sense, man.
Well, I mean, but hang on. Let's break this down. You dreamt that you were in a flycatcher while you were making mashed potatoes. So I don't understand. Was the dream also making the mashed potatoes, or were you asleep while you were making mashed potatoes in your kitchen and dreaming?
I think he's flexing on us that he can make mashed potatoes in his sleep.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's very confusing. I want to get down to the bottom of this. Do we have a plan for if null changes and add jump fatigue to Ansiblexes? Yes, we do. Will I say it here? No, I will not. No updates on the Upwell Palantine right now, Danny. Nothing's changed.
Something to bear in mind, guys. When they first put in fatigue, Ansiblexes had fatigue.
What is What is the thing you mash mashed potatoes with called? What's that tool called?
Potato masher.
Oh, it's really okay. Very simple, huh? Are mashed potatoes too spicy for me? No.
There, if you put some pepper on them.
Diogenes says, I used to have a recurring dream 10 years ago that I was trying to get my levy into a pot shield, but the big red boat was already in it and kept bumping me out, and PL dreads were about to drop. Like,
Diogenes, sure, that was a dream?
Yeah, that might have happened in real life for me, man.
Damn.
Second of all, like, that's an anxiety dream, and honestly, if you're having an anxiety dream about your Titan and Eve rather than, like, being able to pay the rent, that's probably a blessing, not a curse.
Cats and caps right now are in 1DQ in the palace.
White Knight, I will not be baited into answering barbecue sauce-based questions at this time. You can ask me on Fleet. I will discuss it on Fleet.
Susrus asks if we know what this new upwell structure is at all. They have the same information that you do with the cryptic CCP videos and posts and whatnot, but from that, it seems like it's something related to Vanguard, because it's like Upwell talking about cloning and whatnot. But we will see.
What's my favorite sauce other than barbecue sauce? Barbecue sauce is my favorite. No seconds. Yeah, they're definitely going to try and integrate Vanguard into EVE in some way, aren't they? Like, I mean, that's probably highly likely. Anything big planned for today or tomorrow? I don't think so off the top of my head. Nothing I can think of, but that doesn't mean that there isn't something.
We have a timer this afternoon that we'll be standing by for.
What's your favorite foreign cuisine? Pizza, obviously.
I think everybody should try Capsulon.
Question, can the Beehive Fleet be more present during the week? Yes, you should become a FC for Beehive, then you can have it up, and you can be more present during the week. Same thing for Australian time zone. Become an FC for Beehive, and you can have it more present during Australian time zone. That's just how it goes. You know, it's if you say, can it be more present, you're basically asking, can FCs be online more? And you can be part of the solution. I'm asked a question in Mumble by Kamala Sinzu. How do you join incursions? There is the incursion squad. There will be a link to it put in Elysium. That is a channel on Jabber. Please don't send messages on Mumble. Join the channel on Jabber called Elysium, and that's where you'll see all the things I'm reading and the links and all that kind of good stuff. When is the last time you practiced sumo wrestling? I watched the last Smash show. I don't think I've practiced sumo wrestling. Can we ban pineapple on pizza? All pizza choices are valid, Lord Jason Douglas.
If you must eat pizza, do pizza with shawarma. That's just amazing.
Any new suggestions for things to do or kill for skirmish commanders? Yes, we have something coming down the pipe right now. I won't talk about it here, but yeah, I got something planned right now. Someone asked me on Mumble. Once again, it is an Elysium question. Elysium on Jabber is the channel. They asked me if I am a Takakisho fan, and I am actually a Takakisho enemy. We call him Grumpy Cat because he looks like Grumpy Cat, and we root against him. I'm going to give you some Imperial measurements, but he's about 5'9" and 420 pounds. So he outweighs even some goons. Let's see. I mean, I can't really translate that. He's probably 172 centimeters and probably weighs 155 kilos. No, more than that, 170 kilos. I don't know. Might even be more than that, but a lot. Stones are what, 14.5 pounds to a stone? I don't know. Probably 23 stone. Gollum, Raven, Ravy Naven, all Ravy Naven. I can't say this. Gollum, Raven, Raven Navy, all share the same DPS. You got it, Dragon. That is accurate.
The Ravy Naven, everyone.
The Ravy Naven. Listen, if I wasn't illiterate and dyslexic, this would be a lot easier, but I'm somehow here. Asher, what is your opinion on the impending Cicada 200-year invasion? Cicadas are crazy, right? Like, how does something evolve that just sits in the ground for 17 years or whatever it is? I don't get that. That's crazy, man.
Thunder, we turned off the clap bot in here because y'all nerds were abusing the clap bot.
Yeah, we killed Elysium for a week with the clap bot.
Asher, you can consider moja sauce on pancon beefsteak to be barbecue sauce. That's not barbecue sauce, but moja sauce is very good. Is grilled cheese a sandwich? Of course it is. I don't even understand how it couldn't be. Phil Bob says no, and he is wrong. You are correct. Sorry, Phil Bob. It is a sandwich. At least him to get the clap. Do you enjoy fried chicken steak? Is it like chicken fried steak? And do you require gravy on it? I'm not really a big enjoyer. My dad loved that, and he did have the white gravy. Remy asked about whaling in hostile space. Whaling is tougher for us than it is for them because we do not have a station in NPC region in their space. But you will often see fleets going out through wormholes, and that is pretty constant. So join those fleets.
I think it's time to end this this thing now because Killer just joined.
All right. Lord Trenchard asked about setting down rules of appreciation for other languages, prevent people from saying English only. I mean, our working language is English, so I don't know in what situation that is. So it would really depend on the situation. But obviously, that is the lingua franca of the entire world when it comes to communication. So we generally work in English, but if they are,
as they're somebody else said in Elysium, like if people are being dicks about it, that is totally not okay.
Yeah, it really depends on the situation and the intent, right? Obviously. If people are being assholes, then please report them.
All right, Snipper, that was good.
All right, well, since we've gotten through most of the questions, I want to thank you guys for jumping to the fireside and enjoy your Ravy Navies when they come out. I'll see y'all next week.